ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin Dafayin Tes. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Dafayin Ches and Midbeis. The Mishnah says, Neschavim laharigas a behemah vaharigas a adam. Someone is trying to kill an animal and accidentally killed a man. Levigachavim vaharigas his soul is trying to kill a guy, accidentally killed a yid. The Nefalim vaharig ben Kayama. He was trying to kill a Nephil and accidentally killed a Ben Kayama. Potter is Potter Netzel Kuli Alma. And Rashi is Mazbiratam. He says there was a person standing next to the animal, and he was trying to kill the animal, killed the person, he's Potter. Why? Because when they gave him Asra, it's Asra Safik, he says. Even though they told him, don't kill this animal, because if you accidentally kill this person, he's right next to a person. And if you kill the person, you're going to be chayiv. And he goes and he's mekabel astra, and he says, I know that he's a person, he's a yid. And this is what I'm doing, that if I kill him, I want to be chayiv misa. He's still potter because maybe he won't kill him. So mele is a chsayin in the astra. Does state in Rashi. The Adramah says, no, that's nothing to do with the astra. The pshat is a chsayin in the mezit. He wasn't planning on killing the person. He wanted to kill the behemoth. So even if it was Asra, he's Mekabal Asra, but that wasn't his intention. His intention was to kill the behemoth, not to kill the person. He accidentally killed the person. He's a Shegig. He's not a Mezid. He's not Mechavin. And he brings Rashi as a Ista Ami, it's also Asra, and he says he's very bothered by it. First of all, who's talking about Asra in this Mishnah? We're talking about Kavana. But second of all, there's a Machlekes of Asra, Safik, Shema, Asra, or not. Rabbi Eichanan says Asra, Safik, Shema, Asra. So what does it do with that Mishnah? So it must be, it's nothing to do with Asra, the Pshat is he's amazed. As Isaac the Meiri also, and the Rishash here, that they bother with Rashi, why is he throwing in Asra Suffolk? So Ben is in the two Kashas in Rashi. One Kasha in Rashi is, what's the Pshat? He's saying it's Asra Suffolk, this is Mam Diyam Asra Suffolk, Shema Asra. And the second Kasha in Rashi is, why doesn't he save the time? Because he didn't have Kavanah to kill the person. Why isn't that a Shegig? Why does he have to come on to Asra, Safik, Leishma Asra, Tzachsayin, and Asra? According to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudin, Echav, Rein, Tzarech, Asra, it sounds like he'd be Chayiv. And why is Tzachsayin and Asra? Typically, Tzachsayin in the Kavana. You're not amazed. So to answer the second Kasha, that L'chay, you're not amazed, I want to say a story over from Rabbi Aaron. The Mishnah of Rabbi Aaron is in Mesechthus, Ksuvus, Simon Chafei. In the beginning of the Simen, he says a svarim, and we're going to explain the shtickle very soon, that maybe that is called the mezid. You threw a stone at the animal and you knew full well that it might hit the person. It's a suffix. It might do what it was supposed to do and hit the animal. It might, on the other hand, go and hit the person. We're talking about that they're both mamish together. If it was a freak accident, then avadi yipater. Talking about that together. So since you know it could hit the person, it's a suffix, so memela, that's not called a shegig type, that's called a mezid. As if you're a type in a svara. Stamets a machlekes, the Raman Rashi. The Raman says it's a shegig, because I was planning on just killing the behemoth. I knew it might kill the person, but there wasn't my kavana. So what happened was called a shegig. Rashi will call it a mezid. You knew it could happen. You were taking your chances, and it ended up happening. That's not a chsarin and shegig. No, it's a chsayin in the Asra. But now you have the other kasha. That what does the man, the yom Asra, Safik Shema Asra do? So Mamela, Vilagzagin, and it's also up either a baron there, which we're going to explain, that Rashi holds that in this case, everyone's masking there's a problem of Asra Safik. So Mamela, Rashi holds there's no problem al Shegig is considered amazing, but there is a problem of Asra Safik, because in this case, everyone's masking there's a problem of Asra Safik. And I'll be Mazbit. See, the Mishnah goes on that Niskavan La Kaisa al Musnav, he tried to hit him on his waist with Loya Bakade Lemisa al Musnav, and there wasn't enough to kill him if a taka hits the waist, Fahalchala Alibai, and it went on his heart. Fahayabaita Lemisa Alibai, Umeis Pater. He's Pater. Why? Because the Kavanah wasn't to kill him, the Kavanah was to do it al Musnav. And again, the Adar Ramah is going to learn, because that's called a Shegig, because the hit that he was Mechavan for wasn't going to kill him. And Rashi will learn that since it might kill him, since it's a suffix, it could go alibay. It wasn't like it was a freak accident. It was a suffix if it's going to go where he planned it, al-masnav, or it's going to miss and go alibay. So that's not called a shegig, like we explained, but there's a problem of asra suffik, and like we're going to explain, why l'kuli almid is asra suffik here. And the Mishnah goes further, niskavim l'kaisa alibay v'hayibayk de'alamas alibay, so the kavana was to mamish kill him, v'holchol almasnav, but it went almasnav v'loyibayk de'alamas almasnav, and it wasn't enough to kill him almasnav, umeis, but he died, is also potter, even though the kavana was to kill him. So here it's not a chsar in kavana. Here it's mamish amazed. Here there's no chsar in asra, because what he's mechavin to do was to kill him. And itaka ended up killing him, but since the maisa went al masnav, and al masnav it wasn't enough to kill him, so that's a problem that it has to be ashayamasba. It has to be that the hit that he did, the akar that he did, was ashayamasba. Otherwise, we're not miyachas or tzicha to him. Like Rashi says, you need two things. You need the kavana should be is to do a makas mavis, and you need also that the makas should bepail be a makas mavis. If he died from something which wasn't bepail a makas mavis, that's another ptur. That's a ptur that he's not considered the ritzach because his hakar wasn't kedei lahamis. Rather, he died anyway. And the Mishnah says the same thing with the gadol and the katan, that if he had kavana to hit the gadol and it wasn't enough to kill the gadol and it hit the katan and it was enough to kill the katan, but that's not chayev because he didn't have kavana for a makas misa. And if he had kavana to hit the katan, which was enough to hit the katan, but he hit the gadol and it wasn't enough to kill the gadol, but it did kill the gadol, then he's also not chayev because it wasn't the makas misa and ended up by the gadol, and the gadol wasn't kedei lahamis. He grounded died. That's not considered he's the ritzach. But if he had kavana if the maket kavana for al masnav was enough to kill, and it went al libayin killed, or the kavana for the katan was enough to kill, but it went to the gadol and it killed. So there, say the kavana was for a makas misa, and say it wasn't makas misa, then you chayev. And Reb Shimon knows your potter. Because if Shimon always in a skavon laharigazev, laharigazev, as potter, you have to be mechavon for the person that you're killing. We're going to speak about Reb Shimon Shita later in the Shia. But the Gemara says that Reb Shimon learns that from the pasuk v'arav loy v'kamalav, ad shi yichavon loy. And we can speak more about Richas, what exactly is the ptur of hika of neskavon laharigazev, laharigazev, according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon learns that from the pasuk v'arav loy v'kamalav, ad shi yichavon loy. He has to be mechavon to kill him. V'rabbanan, Amri Devei Rabbanai, Prat Lezerik Evan Legav. What did the Rabbanan do with V'arav Lei V'kamalav? It's Lafuke if he throws a stone into a group of people. So the Gemara says, Hei Chidami, Ilei Medika Tisha Goyim V'echad Yisrael B'neihem. If the group of people were 9 Goyim and 1 Yid, so typically the Ruba Kusim Ninu. So if 9 people, if the 9 Goyim and 1 Yid, Avada, he's not going to be Chayiv because Roy V'Goyim. And inami palgu palg, if it's half goyim, half yidim, 5 goyim, 5 yidim, also it can't be that he's chayev, because suffik nefash is lakal. There's a suffik, it's half goyim, half yidim. Loitzricha dika tishi yisro v'kusi echa b'neim, davle kusi kavua, v'chol kavua kamaksal maksadomi. So the Arvle, the Kamalav teaches you this case. You have a guy, the 9 yidim, 1 guy. As I will say that that's considered that you'll be chayev because roiva yidin, and you go bas roiva amel you be chayev. Kamash malon, there's a yisoy that since the guy is kavua, kol kavua kamach sal machsa, and amel you potter. From here we learn out the yisoy all over Shas, the din of kavua, that you go bas roiva only called the parish bu parish, not the din of kavua. We're not going to go through the sugya kavua in this year. But the sugya minigeya here, the sugya of Zarek Evan Lagav. So there's a machloekis rishonim, what exactly is the case of Zarek Evan Lagav? The Ramah says, the other Ramah says, that Zarek Evan Lagav is a pshat, that he was planning on killing a yid. That's what his kavana was. But the problem was, we don't know who he killed. We weren't able to recover the body. Everyone ran away. And we don't know who he killed. We don't know if he killed a yid or a guy. We know one thing. We know that there were 9 yidin, and there was 1 guy. We know he was planning on killing a yid. We know he killed someone. And we don't know who he killed. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? The shaila was, who did he kill? Did he kill a yid? Did he kill a guy? We don't know. Now, Roiv could be machriya the shaila for us. Roiv could be machriya for us, the shaila, is it a yid or a guy? So, Mamela, that's pshat in the Gemara. If there was 9 yidin and 1, if there was 9 guyim and 1 yid, so it's parshat his potter. Because Roiv is machriya is a guy. And even if it's five Eden and one guy, it's also Parshat Yispater. We have a Suffolk. We have no Achra of Reif. We have a Suffolk. Suffolk the Vashas Lakel. Even though he intended to kill a Yid, he had Asra not to kill a Yid. He was Makabal Asra. He killed somebody, but it's a Suffolk who he actually killed. Maybe killed a Yid, maybe killed a guy. Suffolk the Vashas Lakel. Elamai, there was nine Eden and one guy. Without the din of Kavua, we would say that the Reiv is Machriya that he killed the Yid. He killed somebody, and Reiv was Yidin. The Reiv is Machriya that he killed the Yid. Kamash Mulan, the Vibalt is a din of Kol Kavua, Kamach Sal Machsa. The Reiv can't be Machriya. We say it's a Suffolk, and Suffolk Nefashis Lohakal. As I land up the Adramad of Pshat Nesugi, it's nothing to do with any Kavana, with any Asra, with anything. There was Kavana, there was Asra. He had Kavana to kill a Yid. There was Asra not to kill a Yid. But the question is, did he or didn't he actually kill a Yid? Did he Lamaisa kill a Yid or not? There, you need to come on to a Reif to tell you that he did kill a Yid. Kavua tells you there's no Reif. Suffolk Nefash is local, that's why he's Potter. But Rashi says that Inami Palgu Palgu, Rashi Maslan Palgu, says Lomli Klova Miftre, Hakeven the Matsi Lameim Lekusin Kamiskavna Islam Miftre Mishin the Suffolk Nefash is local. Since he could say that he meant to kill a guy, so Mamela, there's a din of Suffolk Nefash Islahakal. And as I say, Nashi and Bavakama as well. Bavakama daf mem dalanam in base. So, the Adramat, who goes Lashitasai, that we're talking about, we just simply don't know who he killed, he says he doesn't understand the Rashi. If we don't know that he was Mechavan for a Yid, and he could say he was Mechavan for a guy, where does Rav play a role here? He says, if the pshat is, he went and said, I want to kill that yid that's there by the gav, and he went, and they gave him asra not to kill the yid, he was a kabbal asra. He can't say he was mechavan to a guy. He said, clearly, he's mechavan for a yid. I might have killed a guy by accident, might have killed the yid, we have no idea who it killed. But he can't say he was mechavan to a guy, he said he was mechavan to a yid, he was mechavan asra. And if he could say he was mechavan for a guy, what does Rav have to do with it? As long as there's one guy on the roof, even if they have a Rav, but if he could say he was mechavan for the guy, he could say he was mechavan for the guy. If he wants, what does he even have to be mechavan for a guy for? He could say he was mechavan for an animal. He could say Stam was throwing stones. He didn't was mechavan for anyone. The other man, Bleib Shrei, what's the pshat in Rashi? Now, Taisus is also mavur that we're not talking about that Lamaisin ended up being a Suffolk. Taisus clearly says, and we're going to speak out to Taisus soon, we're talking about that it was found out in the end he killed the Yid. But what's the pshat of Rashi and Taisus? So the Shita Mekabetzis and Ksuvus, Dafte Zvav over there, we have the same Gemara in Ksuvus, says the pshat in Rashi, and in Taisus also, is that he had no specific intention. It wasn't pshat. The Adramah learned he wanted to kill a certain person that was on the roof, and the question is, we don't know if he actually killed him in the end. Rashi holds, we know who he actually killed. He actually killed the Yid. It's not the pshat, we don't know who he killed. We went and looked, we saw who he killed. We know exactly who he killed. But the pshat was, he had no intention of killing anyone specific. He wanted to kill one of the people on the roof. It didn't make a difference to him which one. So where does Rav come in? Where does Kavana come in? Where does Suffolk Nefashis Lakel come in? So it's Masbid Ashita. When there are 10 people, and you want to kill one of them, and some are Eden and some are Gayim, is that called you intend to kill a Yid? Or is that called you intend to kill a guy? That's the Shaila here. So Rav will still evek your intentions. If they're Rav Goyim, so that means that your intention is to kill a guy. If they're half Goyim and half Yidin, so Suffolk Nefashis Lahakal would say that we have to consider your Kavan and others, you wanted to kill a Suffolk Yid, Suffolk guy. And Suffolk Nefashis Lakel would say that that's not cool that I did a Ma'aser Tzicha because Suffolk is not called a Ma'aser Tzicha, Suffolk Nefashis Lakel. Navas, but if there was Rav Yidin, so then that means I'm a Chavim for a Yid. It's not a Suffolk, you have a Rav. The Rav is Mechriya, that the one I'm going to kill is going to be a Yid. So that's called being a Chavim for a Yid. That's not a Chavim for a Rav of Goyim, that's not a Chavim for a Suffolk, it's a Chavim for a Rav of Yidin, it's a Chavim for a Yid. Come to din of Arv Levikamlov telling you Kol Kavu Kamachsal Machsadami that even though you have Rav Yisrael, but still we don't pass on be the Rav, we consider it a Suffolk. When there's a Suffolk that's not Muchra, so that's Rashi saying Ikulameim and the Lagay Mechavin that tells the fact that your Kavana is a Suffolk Kavana. Your Kavana could be taiched that you're going for a guy. We don't see that. We don't see in this Maisa that you're trying to kill a Yid. It's a Suffolk. And the lacha by Safik is Safik versus Lakel. So we can fetch the mice that you're trying to kill a guy. And Mamela, you're part of because it's Chavon Maharigas a guy. So those are the two pshatim in the Rishayim. The Ramah says you had Kavanah to kill a Yid, and you had a Sranah to kill a Yid, and the whole shmuz in the sugi is, did you actually kill a Yid or not? We're trying to figure out, I'll be Rav, I'll be Safik Nefashis Lahakal, if you actually killed a Yid. And Rashi says, no, you did kill a Yid. But your Kavanah was not to kill specifically a Yid, to kill one of the people, you don't care which one. So if you have a Rav, that makes it a Kavanah to kill a Yid. If you have a suffix, suffix devashis lahakel tells you that it's not necessarily considered a kavanah to kill a yid and memeli yipater. Now Taisus over here and Ksuvis asks the following kasha. Taisus was going with Rashi's pshat, but he says he doesn't understand. The Gemara is mavur that when it's palgu palga or after the din of kol kavua kimach salmach sedami, so even if it's rav yisrael, it's din of palgal palga, the din is suffix nefashis lahakel. In fact, Taisus is Akash. We have a machlokes of Asra Safik Shmasra or Asra Safik Lo Shmasra. What's the case? Taisus gives a classic case. Let's say somebody, it's a Safik who his father is. There was a woman that got divorced from her husband and remarried somebody else without waiting the 3 months and had a child immediately. It's a Safik, was she already pregnant from her first husband? And then really the first husband's the father, or she wasn't pregnant from the first husband. This child is a child of her second husband. The second husband is the father. And it says like this. If let's say there's a din, if someone hits his father, makes a chabura, he's chayiv misa. Let's say he hits the first father. If he hits one of these two men, the first husband or the second husband, they each a suffix. If he hits only one of them, suffix nefashis lakal. We have a suffix. Is it the father? Not the father. Suffix nefashis lakal. But let's say he hits both. He first hits the first man, then he hits the second one. So Imanim Shechi did an Aveir, which is Chayiv Misa. So then the Gemara says it's totally in the Machlokes of Asura Safik Shema Asura Loi Shema Asura. If you hold Asura Safik Loi Shema Asura, so when you told him to hit the first one, you might get Misa, not necessarily. The first one might not be his father. So Asura Safik Loi Shema Asura. Now Shengen, if you hold Asura Safik Shema Asura, so when you told him the first one, don't hit him, because if he's your father, he'll be Chayiv Misa. So that's called Asra. Right now you can't kill him because maybe it wasn't his father. But then he hit the second one, also with Asra. So Iman of Shech, one of these two is his father. And Memela, he's Chayev Misa, Asra Safik Shema Asra. So that's the Machlaikis of Asra Safik Shema Asra Lei Shema Asra. So now Taisus goes like this. Miman of Shech, if Asra Safik is Lei Shema Asra, so why did Gemara say Safik Nefashis Lahakal? It doesn't matter if suffering the fascist lahakal or suffering the fascist lahachmer. Hasra suffering is loy shema asra. Bir adavar. Even if suffering the fascist would be lahachmer. Let's say suffering the fascist would be lahachmer. And you do a suffering and you chayev misa. But still, there is a chance that I'll hit a guy. So they come and tell you, don't kill the guy on the roof. He wants to kill the guy on the roof like we said. He's random. He doesn't care who he wants to kill. And it's a Safik Yid, Safik Gai, the five Yid and five Gaiim. And let's say Safik Nefashis is Lahachmer. So you could be Mechayev and Misa for being Mechavan for a Safik Yid, Safik Gai. Fine. But the problem is, you're telling a Masra, don't kill that person, because otherwise you're Chayev Misa. That's not necessarily true. If we find out in the end, we're going to check out in the end who it is. If it comes out that he killed the guy, he'll be Potter. So I'll call upon him, it's Asra Safik. So if Asra Safik Lei Shema Asra Afek Taisus, why does the Gemara have to come on to the din of Safik Nefashis Lahakal? Typically, even if Safik Nefashis would be Lahachmer, but that's only if it's a Safik. But we're going to find out what it is. Taisus learns that the Domenic case, we'll find out afterwards who it is. So Lemaisa, he might not get Misa. Safik Nefashis Lahachmer is only going to be if he ends up killing a Yid. If he ends up killing a guy, but Payal, he didn't kill a Yid. Avad is going to be Potter, so he should be Potter. It's Asra Safik. Never mind the din of Safik Nefashis Lahakal. That's if you hold Asra Safik Lei Shema Asra. Elamai, this Gemara holds Asra Safik Shema Asra. So Mele, if Safik Nefashis Lahachmer, and he ends up killing a Yid, he'll be Chayiv, because that's considered, like we said, Kavana for a Yid. Also the din of Safik Nefashis Lahachmer, that's considered Kavana for a Yid. And Mamela, it's not a problem that maybe he'll attack or kill a guy and the Asura is Asura Safik. Asura Safik Shema Asura, fine. A frek Taisus, if you own Asura Safik Shema Asura, So just like we find, he did something which is a suffix the first time, the second time he did something which is a suffix. In the end, we know vaday that he hit his father, at least one of them was his father. And we say that he's chayav misa. So why don't we say the same thing here? Even though suffix nefash is lahakal, but what's the difference? Over there, suffix nefash is lahakal, but when it comes out that we find out that one of them, that he definitely hit his father, so then he's chayav misa, even though suffix nefash is lahakal. So here also, when it's igloi milsa that itaka killed the yid, even though it's suffix nefash is lahakal, the chayitz mevurif in the case of asra suffix shma asra, of hikazeh v'chazeh hikazeh, that even when you do a ma'is of a suffix, when it comes out that Yitaka did a ma'is at Yichayev Misa, see here also, if they're half Yidin, half Goyim, or kol kavua k'machsa al-machsa, but l'ma'isa he ended up killing Yid, and we hold Asra suffix Shema Asra, so you see from there that Yimachayev Misa does v'chtayis akasha. And v'chtayis the following words, Shani hasim she'edei bebir she'yavili de vaday iser. In Yaisir, also by Nais, you have a case of Asra Suffolk. You tell him not to do Nicer, and it's a Suffolk, because maybe he'll eat it later. Lamaisi didn't eat it later. So it's Chayiv Malkus, same Shaila. But there, he's Yadei Babir, Shayavla De Vada Yisir, Im Yaisir. Mishamachi Shema Asra, Avalhachim, Bezerik, Evan Lagav, Any Yadei Shayavla Lide Vada Yisir, Shayani Yadei Es Miyake. There, he knows he's going to come Lide Vada Yisir. Here, he doesn't know that he's going to come Lidei Vada Yisr. What's the Vart? Lamaisi, he did come Lidei Vada Yisr. What's the Vart? There he knows, and there he doesn't know. What's Pshat and Taisus Teretz? So the two Mahalchim. There's a Mahalch of Reb Shimon Shkop, and Shara Yeshir, Shara Aleph Perik Dalad, and also Reb Chaim Telzing, Suva says the same Mahalch. That Taisus is coming off the Shaila of Asra now. Taisus is saying that la'olam mitzad asra there is a good asra, asra safik shma asra, but the problem is that there's no mazid here. Why? Like we're being masbir. When you knew it, when your kavana was to do something which is be'etzim a safik, and it turned out to kill the person, so that's not called a mazid. Just like when you're mechavan to kill a guy, like we said from the Yad Ramah, and you end up killing yid, you're mechavan to kill a behem, you end up killing yisro. You knew you might miss. You knew you might kill the Yisrael. You got a straw. Has to be a case where you got a straw. Otherwise, anyway, you putter. So you knew that might happen. But the teretz is, that wasn't your kavana. Your kavana was to do something that was mutter. It happened by accident. That's called a shegig. So who and din, when your kavana was something which is a suffix asr suffix mutter? In Hilchus Nefashis, since suffix nefashis lahakel, as far as din nefashis is concerned, that's not called, that's not a mechayev of misa. So your kavana was to do something which is a suffix. A suffix is not a mechayev of misa. If suffix nefash is lahachmir, so a suffix is enough to mechayev you. So then your kavana was a suffix. Your kavana was something which is mechayev you misa. It ended up killing a yid. Your kavana was to do a chi of misa. Suffix nefash lahachmir. A suffix is called a chi of misa. It ended up killing a yid. So your kavana was for a chi of misa. Lamaisi did a chi of misa. Your chayev. But now that suffix nefash is lahakol. So your kavana was to do a suffix, and a suffix is not a chiyav misa. A suffix is less. Suffix nefash is lahakel. It can't be made misa on a suffix. It's not called a chiyav misa. So mainly, even though it ended up killing Yisrael, but that's not called your kavana. Aye, so what do you do with hikazeh v'chazeh hikazeh? There also you were hitting a suffix father. So Zakhtub Shimon and Ephraim tells her, because the pshat is you wanted to hit both. Your plans were to hit both. You were going to hit both of them. You were planning on being chayiv, doing a misa vaday. Now, if you hold asra, suffik, lo yishma asra. So we don't have asra, because you need asra teichedei deeper. You didn't hit both of them bevasachas. You didn't hit both of them teichedei deeper. You hit one, you had asra. That wasn't a good asra. That's asra suffik. You hit the other one. Right, then that one was a suffik. That's also not a good asra. Asra suffik, lo yishma asra. But if asra suffik, shma asra. The only concern is, but where's the mazid? I only was planning a suffix. Nah, you were planning both. There's a mazid here. You were planning to do both. By nicer, you want him, if you leave it over, you're going to get malchus. It's a straw suffix, because maybe leave it later. But if you hold a straw suffix, shma straw, he wasn't planning on eating it later. He was planning on leaving it over the gamri. You gave him a straw. It's Taka Asherah Sadi. He could have changed his plans. But Lamais, he didn't change his plans. So there's no chsarin in Mezit. That's what he's achroinim at learning of Pshat and Tosis. But Rebbeiron, in Mishas Rebbeiron that we mentioned in Ksuvis, Simon Chafei, he doesn't like the svara. He says you can't make a mezid out of two maises. He says, let's say Lamasha, let's say Klape Shmaya Galia, the first one was the father. So when he hit the first one, and he never ended up hitting the second one, you're calling that a shegig, because he never did two maisim. He didn't do a vadechiv. So now that he hit the second one, now it becomes a mezid. You can't be mitzayif two maisim to make him a mezid. As I tie into Baron. Hazak to Baron that the pshat is avada, it's not the pshat. There's no chsar in the mezid. Like we said the story before in the beginning of the shia. If you know you might kill a yid, if you know you might be hitting your father, if you know you might be doing nicer, and you do it anyway, there's no chsar in mezid klal uchlal. It doesn't make a difference. Mezid is not the issue here. As long as you know it might kill a yid, an attacker kills a yid, and you know that it might have killed a yid, you understood that. It wasn't a mistake. You knew it was a suffix. That's called a maze, the Taina Durbar. And Zog Durbar, it's Meduik and Taisus. Taisus doesn't say like these Achreinim, Taina Durbar. Taisus says, Shani Asim Sheyadeim Bebiru Sheyavil De Vadai Isserim Yisserim Yakishneim, Mishamachi Shema Asra. Why did he say Mishamachi Shema Asra? In our case, also it's Shema Asra. The problem is, it's not amazing. But Taret says, he's making a chilik in Asra Asafa Gufa. That Asra Asafa, in that case, is called Asra. Because Yadei Bibir Shavada Yavli De Isser, and in that case it's not called Asra. But what exactly is the Chilik? Why, if Asra Safik Shema Asra, what's the Pshat that when it's Yadei Bibir Shavada Yavli De Isser, what's the Vart? So Rabbi Aaron says he said like this, that Bahika Zev, Chaz Vahika Zev, the Pshat is, he was Mechavit to hit this man, if Kamesh Shmaya Galia, this man is his father, that means that's kavana to his father. That's kavana to his father. So that, if you hold asra, safik, shma asra, that's not a chsar in asra. Because the maisa that he's doing, on the tzad that it is his father, is a maisa bebriris to hit the father. He's medamit to the big rain. There's Rabbi Kivegis svara in Sim Pei Zayin Yeridea, Lagabe Psik Resha. That Rabbi Kivegis says a svara, Psik Resha, you have a din of Davashen and Miskavin, is mutter, but a psik reisha is chayiv. So Rabbi Kvegi says a svara, psik reisha is only, I mean, davashenim eskaven is only when it's a suffix on lahaba. When it's a suffix, what's going to happen? So there we say it's a davashenim eskaven, it's not a psik reisha. One of two things could happen. So male, that's called a davashenim eskaven, you're not eskaven for the isser. The isser happened by itself, the isser wasn't necessarily going to happen. But if it's a suffix l'sha'avar, that means you don't know the Metzias the way it is right now. But on one side of the Metzias, it's vade going to happen. You just don't know the Metzias. So that's not cool that it's not a psik resha. That's called a suffix psik resha. On this side, it is a psik resha. That's not a din of davashen and miskaven. It's marich. We don't have time to go through the arichos. But the site is like this. There, on the side that this one is his father, he's doing a vade yisr. That's not a chsar in a nasra. Mashenkin here, what is he doing? He's throwing a stone at random. It's going to hit one of these people. We don't know which one it's going to hit. He doesn't care which one it's going to hit. So what he's doing is a maisa, which the maisa itself is a suffix. So ain't a chinami, Zakhtar Farin. You want to say that he's a shegik, he's not a shegik. He's a maisit. But you want to call that asra when you yourself don't know what's going to happen, not because we don't know the mitzias, but we know clearly that on this side, this is going to happen, and that side, that's going to happen. We taka don't know what's going to happen. That's a chsar and asra. That's where Rabbi Aaron learns up the taisis. Asra safik works when we have a safik, because we don't know a mitzias, but the maisa is a klara maisa. Mashang, when the maisa itself, if labo is a mesubik, that's a pshad. You can't give asra on such a maisa. You don't know what the maisa is. You don't know if it's a maisa to kill a yid, kill a guy. So Shtelzach the Kasha, the whole point of Taisa's Kasha was that if you hold Hasra Safik Loishma Asra, so why do we have to come on to Safik Nefashis Lahakal? Even if Safik Nefashis Lahachmir, it's still Hasra Safik. So how is it Miyushev in Taisa's Teretz? Taisa's Teretz is explaining that that's called the Hasra Safik. because it's a suffik on laba, and everyone's maskim asra suffik b'chayik avn is loishmei asra. So how do we answer Taisa's kasha? How did Taisa answer his kasha? So why did we have to come on to suffik nefashis lahakel? Typically, even if suffik nefashis lahachma, but they're saying a new yisaid asra suffik. Shema Asra is dafk when it's a suffik l'shavah. When it's a suffik l'abah, so Asra suffik, everyone's maskim is not called Asra. So why do they have to come on to suffik nefashis l'hakel? Even suffik nefashis l'hakel, it's not called Asra. So tie into a baron like this. The man the yom suffik, Asra suffik, lo Shema Asra holds that as long as b'payil is going to be a possibility that he's potter, that's already ice Asra. So even if suffik nefashis l'hakel, but l'maisa, there is a possibility that he won't get misa. In case he kills a guy. So there is a possibility he won't get Misa. So Mela, even if Safa the Farsh is Lahachmer, that's not called Asra. Mashenkin, the man Yom Asra, Safik Shema Asra. He doesn't need that there should be a Vadechi of Misa. He just needs that the Misa should be a Vade Misa Mechayevis, Al Kapanim Lefida Mitzias. So Ayba Zay, if Safik the Farsh is Lahachmer, a Misa of Safik is also a Misa Mechayev. I might kill a guy. Okay, so it might end up that it's Potter. But you're doing a maisa which is a mechayev. You're doing a maisa which is a mechayev. Lamashal, he says, even if you hold Asra, Safik, lo yishmei Asra. But let's say we're never going to find out who this guy is. And you hold Safik, nefashis, lahachmer. Avada, you'll be chayev. It's not Asra, Safik. We're never going to find out he's a guy. And Safik, nefashis, is enough to kill you. So it's a vadai. It's not a navas. But since you could find out it's a guy, so that's why, if you hold a Asra Safik Lo Yishmei Asra, he might taka be potter if it ends up to be a guy. But if you hold a Asra Safik Shema Asra, it's just, the pshat is, you can't give Asra and a Maisa, which the Maisa itself is a Safik. So if you hold Safik Nefashis Lahachmer, the Maisa is a Mechayiv Misa. So then it will be called Asra. It's only because Safik Nefashis Lahakal, so a Mesupik Dik Maisa is not a Maisa, which is Mechayiv Misa. So even if it ended up that he killed, and like we said, it's not a chsarin in Shegig. It's not a chsarin in the Mezid because he knew that it could happen, but it's a chsarin in the Asra because he didn't give Asra a Maisa which is a Mechayev of Misa, that's Mechayev of Misa. Because the Maisa was a Maisa of a Suffolk of Laba, that can't be a Maisa's Mechayev of Misa. It's a chsarin in the Asra. That's Rabbi Aaron Shtickel. So that, getting back to the very beginning of the Shir, I think this Rashi on the Mishnah is very big riot to Rabbi Aaron. Not like, at least Rashi Shita. Rashi Mefurish says that the problem here is Asra Safik. And Rashi was going on the other case. Rashi was going on the case he was Mechavin for Behem of Haragas Adam. And Rashi there says that the Chsarin isn't the Chsarin, like we said, that he's a Shegig. The Chsarin is Asra Safik. Kolshkein in the case where Zerik Evan Lagav, where he was Mechavin for anyone he hits. And it happens to be that there's Maxa Gaim and Maxa Yisrael. That the chsarin isn't a mezid, the chsarin is an asra safik. And if shots like this, like we said, mezid is not a problem. Anytime you know that you could kill a yid, and you end up killing a yid, and you knew that you could have killed the yid, that's not a chsarin a mezid. But it's a chsarin an asra. Because the maisa that I'm doing is a maisa which is not necessarily a mechayev misa. So that's a chsarin an asra on the maisa. So memela azai, if you're mechavin for the yid, let's say you have a behema, you're mechavin for the adam. So even though it might not hit the Adam, but what mice are you doing? The mice that you're doing is the mice you're being mechavim for, of throwing a stone at the Adam. It might not hit the Adam, that doesn't make it Asra Safik. You mechavim to the Adam, it did hit the Adam, it killed the Adam, so that's Asra. Mashiach, if the mice that you're doing was a mice of killing a behemoth, Navas, there's a Safik, it might kill Adam. So like we're saying here by Zarek Evan Lagav, the mice that I'm doing is a mice of stop killing a random person that's a suffer guy, suffer yid. It might be a yid, but it might be a guy. So the way Rabbi Aaron learns, it's not a chsarin in the mezid. Avadi could be called a mezid. It's a chsarin in the asra. If suffer nefash is lahachmer, so then you're doing a mice. The mice of a suffer is alayna mice is mechayiv misa. It's not a chsarin in the asra. If you hold asra, suffer shma asra. But if the mice is a mice of suffer, not that we don't know if it's Mechayev Misa, but the Maisa Be'etzim on La'abo is a Suffolk. So that's a Chsarin and Asra Suffolk L'kuli Alma. That's the Pshat Rashi. Then the Schav and L'Hargis of Behemoth, L'Hargis of Adam is a Chsarin and Asra Suffolk. It's not a Chsarin and Maisa, it's a Chsarin and Asra Suffolk. And this type of Asra Suffolk, everyone's masking, since it's a Suffolk La'abo, everyone's masking that Asra Suffolk L'Eshma Asra. And now let's discuss a little bit Shita Shib Shimon. Shita Shib Shimon is then iskaven lahayrig gezev v'harig gezev is potter, and the Gemara learns that from a pasuk v'arev loy v'kamalov. The Gemara had two shilas in Reb Shimon. One shila was, let's say Reuven and Shimon are both standing there, and you don't care which one you kill. You're mechavim for either one that I kill, I just want to kill one of them. What's it then according to Reb Shimon? Is Reb Shimon only patterned in a case where you wanted Dafka to kill Reuven, Dafka to kill this one, and you ended up killing Shimon? In that case, you're potter. Mashenkim, when you couldn't kill, ask which one you're going to kill. You wanted to kill one, you ended up killing one. You're chayiv. Well, no, even in that case, you're patters. Why the second shayla? Let's say you planned on killing this person, that's this body that's here, but you thought that it's one person, you thought it was Reuven, and you made a mistake, it's really Shimon. Is that a ptur? Does a Shimon only patter in a case where you mechavent to kill one body and it ended up going to another body? Mashenkin, here, you killed the body that you aimed for. The pshat is it was a mistaken identity. You thought it was a different person. Well, no, even in this case, Reb Shimon patters. So the Gemara comes out that in both those two cases, side the case where you didn't care which one you'll kill, you just wanted to kill one of them, and side the case where you wanted to kill this particular body that's standing in front of you, but it was mistaken identity, you thought it was Reuven and it was really Shimon, in both cases, Reb Shimon patters. So Reb Aaron points out in the Shir that in both these, that there seems to be a machlokes rishonim about a third case. The Gemara has two cases. One is where you have two bodies, and you wanted to kill just one of them, and you didn't care which one. That the Gemara says is potter. That's cool that you weren't mechamen specifically for this one. Then the Gemara has a case where you wanted to kill this body, but you thought it was one person, it was really another person. So the Gemara says also, that means that you killed him without kavanah to kill him. It was a mistaken identity. You didn't realize who he was. Now, what's the din if you have like this? You have only one body there, but it's not the pshat that you thought it was one person and it's really another person. You didn't know exactly who it was, and you didn't care. You wanted to kill him, whoever it was. What's the din in that case? So Taisus is pretty mefurish that in that case, you'll be chayiv. Because Taisus asks Akasha, there are bana learned kavua from the Arav Leiva Kamala. There are bana learned kavua from there. Prat lezarek evan legav. And what's the case? There must be that there was 9 yidin and 1 guy, and kavua patas you was right. It didn't have called kavua kamaxal maxadami. Kavua makes it a suffix nefashis lahakol. So as Reb Shimon o kavua, Reb Shimon uses v'arav lev kamalav to tell you the case, and the skav l'arig zev v'arig zev. How does he know kavua? So Taisa says maybe it has a cheshbon in the sugya that maybe l'maisa. V'arav lev kamalav is extra according to Reb Shimon. He learns that hika zev chazvik zev potter because he darshes a psukim like Rebbe that we have later in the sugya. So Taisa says it can't be because what's the case of kavua? If you need that you should specifically target one person, so any time you're just throwing it randomly at the gav, even if the all Yisraelim you potter. So what's going to be the case where you're going to prove from the Arav Lev Kamalov that Rav Yisraelim is not going to be Mechayev you because the Goy is Kavu, it's Kamachsa or Machsa. There's no case who makes any difference of the Goy Muyidin in the case where you randomly throw at the Gav, even if all the Yisraelim, they're Yipatu. You have to go to a specific person. So Taisa says the Teretz. That Reb Shimon taket darshins v'arav lev v'kamalav v'noz. He learns out the din of miskaven lezev v'harig gazeh. He learns it out from the same place. Rebbe learns it out from v'lo ye'osayin. Like the Gemara says there, that yimuchoyiv mamin, and memeli not muchoyiv misa, because it's higazeh v'chazeh, it's miskaven l'arig gazeh v'harig gazeh. And v'arav lev v'kamalav is to tell you the din of kavua. Aye, what's the case? What's the case of v'arav lev v'kamalav according to Reb Shimon? In the case where you're randomly throwing at the Gav, even if they're all Yisrael Miyapater, because it's like you don't have a Kavana for the one you're killing. So Taisa says the case is like this. There was one person there and you say, I want to kill Dafka that person. But I don't know if he's a guy or a Yid. But I want to kill him. So there you have Rav Yidin. So you'd be Mechayev Altsnat. V'arav Lev Kamalav tells you, no, if you have one guy and he's Kavua, it's Kamachsal Maxim Emel Miyapater. Because it blames, you're mechavin for a suffig yid, suffig guy. You don't say roi, it makes it that you're mechavin for a vada yid, with the same cheshbon like according to the Rabbanan. So Taisa says mefurish, that even though When you randomly want to kill one of these two people, the halacha is according to B'Shem and Yipater. And when you want to kill specifically this body, but you think he's Reuven and really he's Shimon, mistaken identity, also Yipater. But when you want to kill this particular body and you don't know who he is and you don't care who he is, then you're going to be chayiv even according to Reb Shimon. So that's why if the all Yisraelim in that case will be chayiv, but if it's one guy with the other Yisraelim, so then you'll be pater also another time because it's not considered that you're mechaven for Yisrael b'chalal. So Reb Aaron at the end of the Shia is a little bothered. What's the pshat in that? There's two chidushim of shteit in the Gemara. There's one chidush is when it says niskaven doesn't mean that you hit the person you didn't want to hit. As long as the pshat is, when it comes to two bodies, you would think the pshat is it has to be that you bedafka wanted the other one. Kamashmala, no. If you didn't care either one, that's also not called niskaven. And then another chidush of the Gemara, that even if there's only one body here, but it's mistaken identity, you think it's one person, it's someone else, it's also not called niskaven. So mehecha teisa by mistaken identity, the din is that if you don't care either way, you're chayiv. Maybe just like when the din of kavana that you have to be aiming for this particular body, if you don't care either way, that's also not called kavana. So who a din you have to be mechavim for this particular person, this particular identity? So maybe right if you don't care either way, it's not called kavana. So Reb Aaron is masbir that the pshat is like this. The insight is you need kavana. If you were aiming for one person and hit someone else, you're aiming for one body, hit another body, that's not called kavana. Even if you had no specific aim between the two bodies, that's also not called kavana. You didn't aim for this particular body. But if you aim for this body, that's the emerson called kavana. The only way it's not a kavana is if it's a tois. You aim for this body and it's a tois because you had mistaken identity. You thought it was Reuven, it was Shimon. That's what makes it ice kavana. But if you aim for this body and you don't care who it is, so that's called kavana. There's no tois. And you're aiming for this person. As I stayed in toises. But Reb Aaron's medayik in the Ran doesn't hold away because the Ran has the same kasha that toises has. It has of Shimon no kavua. Because if Shimon can't darshin v'arev lo v'kamalav, because if Shimon holds it, even if the all Yisraelim yipata, because it's like niskaven l'harigzev harigazet, and the Ran doesn't say toises teretz. The Ran just says the vices of Shimon holds the kavu is the rabbanon. If the Ran would also hold that you'd have a case where you're aiming for this particular person, but you don't know if he's a yid or a guy, so why didn't the Ran say like toises? Elamai, the Ran held that just like when you have two people there, two different bodies, and you don't care which one, you want to kill one of them and you don't care which one, that's not called kavana. Who it then if you have one person, one body, and you don't know who it is and you don't care who it is, that's also not called kavana. Because the machlekes stays in the Ran. Now there's a machlekes showing him who we end up asking like. It's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam passes a miskavan laharigazev, haharigazev, patri mises bezin mit the shlumin menagolus. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan. The Meskavim l'Haregazev, Haregazev is Pater. I mean like Meshimin. The Rambam paskins like Meshimin. The Meskavim l'Haregazev is Pater. So the Ravid says, Kepshimin uzev. They don't like Kepshimin. We don't paskin like Kepshimin. So the Kesem Mishnah says, the L'Chayit Pshat and the Rambam is, because the Rambam paskins like Tanu Devei Chizkiya. We find in common places in Shas that we paskin like Tanu Devei Chizkiya. Now Taisus is Mechalik. Taisus holds that b'negei the din of leichalakta ben sheigig lemezid, b'negei the halacha, that whether you kill some lemezid or b'sheigig, in both cases you put it from amen, that we pass like tana de vechizkia. B'sheigim negei the din of leichalakta ben miskaven le'ina miskaven, that tana vechizkia says, which means that say when you miskaven l'harigazeh, and you killed him, say when you miskaven l'harigazeh v'harigazeh, in both cases you put it, the Taisus is that we don't necessarily pass like Tana Devei Chizkiya, because he's arguing on Rebbe and the Rabbanan. But the Rambam Lechari does, the Rambam passes like Tana Devei Chizkiya on all the halachas, and that's why the Rambam holds Miskavan L'Haregzev, Haregzev is Pater. That's what the Kesem Mishnah says first. But then the Kesem Mishnah asks the Kash and the Rambam, why didn't the Rambam say these two cases at the Gemara of Shaila? Why didn't the Rambam say the case that he threw it at Reuven or Shimon, he didn't care which one he killed? Or he thought it was Reuven and it ended up to be Shimon. Why did the Rambam say in these cases also Yipater? The Gemara asks a shayla about these two cases and comes out the Yipater. Why did the Rambam bring it down? So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say the Rambam didn't pass like Reb Shimon. The Rambam passed like the Rabbanan. So why is the Rambam saying Miskavim laharigzev harigzev Yipater? So like the Kesef Mishnah, that's because it's a chsar in an esra. It's not shayach esra, but Miskavim laharigzev harigzev is a chsar in an esra. But the Achreinim are very bothered with the Kesef Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah, in Hilchos Chayvul and Mazik, Perek Aleph Halacha Yadal, that's where he talks about it. He says it's a Pella, because the Mishnah's Mavur, that by Miskavim Laharig Zev, Laharig Zev, according to Rabbanan Yechayiv. If according to Rabbanan also Yipata, so what's the Machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan? What does the Kesef Mishnah mean that according to Rabbanan you also Yipata because there's no Asra? Why is there no Asra? L'chari it's Asra, even by Miskavim Zev, Laharig Zev, Laharig Zev. That's the Chayyid of Sugi's Mavur, that according to Rabbanan Yechayiv. It's very schwer. See, the Magid Mishnah, in Hilchos Chayyid of the Mazik, Perek Dal, Alach Avav, he learns Mefurish that the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Rabban, the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon. He says that, Klar, not like the Kesef of Mishnah's Maskan, Alach Mishnah also holds that way. As I use the Pashtus. Now, there's a Kash and the Rambam, why didn't the Rambam bring down these two Shailas? So also, the Alach Mishnah asks, and then the Olam asks on the Kesef of Mishnah, the Chayyid of the Rambam did bring down at least one of the two Shailas. Because the Rambam said like this, a Meskavim la'arig ezev arig ezev patri mizis bezim deshlumen min ha'golus, l'ficha chazorik evel l'tech edem yisrael v'arig echad mehem patri mizis bezim. You throw a stone b'tech edem yisrael with a lot of Yidin and you killed one of them, you patr. L'chari, that's mamish the case of Amal l'chad minayu, that you threw at a Reuven and Shimon, you wanted one. You threw the edem yisrael and you wanted to kill one of them. So the Rambam L'chari does bring down at least the first Shaila, where he says, Taka that Yipata. That's the case of Azarek Evel Tech Eda B'Yisrael. Now the Kash is, Achreinim Abadad, the Chavetz Chaim L'Kut Elachas is bothered. Why didn't the Rambam bring down the other Halacha by Ksav Ruvim Vinim Sashimim? That's Taka Shver. Baron has a Pesachesh, and why the Rambam didn't pass him like that Shaila. So just a quick Sikum in Reb Shimon, that we said that the Gemara is Mavur than Reb Shimon. Say, if you throw it, when there's two people there, two bodies, and you don't mind which one you kill, it's also not called Niskavin. And when there's one person there, but you think he's Reuven and really he's Shimon, that's also not called Niskavin. But the Shaila is, let's say there's only one person there, and you don't know if he's Reuven and Shimon, and you don't care, so Taisis Mavur, that is called Niskavin. Because Dafka, when you have two different Gufim, and you don't care, then it's not called Niskavin. Or if you have one guf and betais, you have mistaken identity, it's also not called Niskavin. But if you have one guf, you mechavin to kill this person, you just don't know who it is and you don't care, that is called mechavin. And the Ram is mashma, that even in that case, you have to be mechavin dafka for this bani and dafka for this person with this identity. And then we said that the Ravid Paskins like the Rabbanan, that Niskavin, Lair Gezev, Ari Gezev, Eschayev. That's the Ravid, Asagas, the Ravid. But the Rambam Paskins like Reb Shimon, and Achreinim learn, because Tana V'chizki holds the way, then Niskavim L'Aregzev, Aregzev, Patur, even though the Kesef Mishnah learns, he's passing like the Rabbanan, Yipata, that there's no Asra, but the Shaila is the Chayit Shveh, the Rabbanan seem to hold Yichayiv, where is he saying this new time that there's no Asra, and what does it mean? Pashas, the Rambam's passing like Reb Shimon, and the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah asks, he doesn't bring down these two Shailas, the Chayit does bring down the first Shaila, Kapanim, by Zerik, Evelin, Tech, Edebi, Yisrov, Areg, Echem, Mehem, but he doesn't seem to bring down the shayla of Kesav and Ruvein and Imsa Shimon. Maybe in that case, the old Zichayev, that's how some Achreinim learned. And now let's go Vaita. The Gemara asks the following question. Bishleim ul Rabbanan dam eskavim nezev argazah eschayev. Bishleim according to Rabbanan that say that somebody trying to kill someone and kill someone else are both Yisraelim eschayev. Dechsev v'chi inatsu anashim v'nagfu ishahara. It says when men are fighting and one man accidentally hits a pregnant woman, we're talking about they're fighting and trying to kill each other. It says if there is an asin, that means if the woman died, so you killed the one who hit her. So if they were just fighting not to kill each other, so he wasn't intending to kill anyone, and accidentally he banged into this pregnant woman and she died accidentally, so how could you kill him? It's a shaking. Elamai was trying to kill his friend. He's trying to kill his friend, and accidentally he killed the woman. So since he had Niskavin Lahari Gazet, even though he wasn't Mechavin to kill the woman, but that's a Shittas Rabbanan, that as long as you had a Kavanah to kill, and you ended up killing, even if you killed the wrong person, Yechayev Misa, that's the pasuk means when it's not the nefesh tachas nefesh. El Reb Shimon, Ivan Asad, the nefesh tachas nefesh, you don't kill him because it's a skavon la'ir gazeh. He wasn't planning on hitting the pregnant woman. He was planning on hitting his friend, v'chiyanotzu anashim. So the Gemara says, Mamein, Reb Shimon holds that when Asad, the nefesh tachas nefesh means you have to pay money. You have to pay the domain erig. You have to pay the amount, the value of the woman. Uchad Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe, Ivan Asad, the nefesh tachas nefesh, Mamein. Atoim a moment in al nefesh mamish, neminasin alamatav, neminasin alamala, malahal a moment, afkan moment. So Rebbe says that venasat the nefesh tachas nefesh means moment. And that's what Reb Shimon holds. And you have to pay the value of the one that you killed. You don't get misa. The skav al aragazeh, aragazeh is potter from misa, but the chayiv moment. But then the Gemara brings the third sheet of Tana de Vechizkiah. He's arguing on both Rebbe and the Rabbanan. He holds you get neither Misa nor Mammon. And we'll discuss in a second how does he learn the Pasuk when it's not Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? If he holds that you get neither Misa nor Mammon, how does he learn the Pasuk when it's not Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? We'll see that in a second. But the Gemara first brings Tana de Vechizkiah, that he brings a Hekesh. Maka Adam or Maka Behema. Ma maka behema lechilakta beim sheig lemezid beim miskavim l'sheinim miskavim derech yiridil derech liyah lepoichim mamon l'chayvim mamon. Just like when you hit a behema, to hekish maka behema to maka adam. Just like when you hit a behema, you chayiv mamon, whether you hit it b'sheigig, b'mezid, b'miskavim, einim miskavim, derech yiridil derech liyah, you chayiv mamon in all these cases. Af maka adam etachle beim sheig lemezid beim miskavim l'sheinim miskavim beim derech yiridil derech liyah. So too in the case of Makay Adam, which says Makay Adam Yumas, where in the case of Mezid, that's Pashit, you don't pay any Mammon, because you get Misa and Kalam the Ramine. So Dvechiski is learning a Hekish that also in the case of Shegig, in the case of Einim Eskavin, Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, you don't pay any Mammon. And the Gemara fears Ice, that what does he mean by Meskavin and Einim Eskavin? If he's Einim Eskavin Klal, that's Mamma Shegig. What's the pshat miskaven and ain't a miskaven? Elamai, he's ain't a miskaven lezeh el lezeh. And still, you pate for mammon. And if you're going to say that he gets misa, then what do you need a pasuk to pate for mammon? The misa lane pate for mammon. Elamai, Tana Vechizkiah holds you don't get misa. And he also holds you don't get mammon. So, mamela, that's not like the Rebbe or the Rabbanan. Rabbanan holds miskaven l'haragazeh v'haragazeh gets misa. Rebbe holds miskaven l'haragazeh v'haragazeh gets mammon. And Tana Vechizkiah says he gets neither. So first, I want to read Ois the Taisvis that Tana Vechizkiah mentions three cases. Shegig and Mezid, Miskaven and Einim Miskaven, and Derech Ali and Derech Yerida. Taisvis is Masbir. It's not just three cases of Misa which Pat is Mammon. It's three entirely different Chiyuvei Mammon that Tana Vechizkiah is coming to address. That's the Yisayit of Tana Vechizkiah. Not three cases of Misa that Pat is Mammon. That's really one case. That you kill someone b'shege, you put it for mammon, push it. End of story. But the three types of mammon that you put it from, the three havaminis of chiyuve mammon you'll get by killing somebody, and he's coming to tell you all three chiyuve mammon you don't have. Shegig lemezid is the most simple case. It means any other mammon besides for the misa, like the case where he was nakfu isha hara. He killed the woman, that's the Chiyuv Misa. He destroyed the Vladis, that's the Chiyuv Mammon to the Baal. Just like if he was amazed on killing the Isha, he'd be parted from Mammon Kalman Rabbinay. Who would din a Shegig? He's parted from the Mammon Acher Bahadei Misa. So that's the regular din of Kalman Rabbinay. The din that when someone has a Chiyuv Misa, some male that parted from all Mammon. All other Chiyuvim you don't have. So who would then chayiv misa shegig in? Who would then, when someone's a shegig, he doesn't have an actual chayiv misa. He has potential chayiv misa. What he did was a mechayiv misa. He's also potter in that case from mammon. Also, the potential chayiv misa pat is a mammon kamli rabbinit. That's the case of shegig lemezit. Miskaven ain't a miskaven is a whole different case. It's a whole different chayiv mammon. They were talking about the chayiv mammon for killing. Killing is mechayiv mammon. And that's what Taisus says. That's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe's maskim the Tana Vechizkiah Taisus holds. Rebbe's maskim that when you kill someone, you can't have any other chiyuvim. It's going to pat you from any moment. Bein b'shegig, bein b'mezid. when you kill someone, that's a chiyuv misa, even if there's no chiyuv misa b'payil, but the potential chiyuv misa patish from any other mamon. But Rebbe still owes him chayiv mamon. That's the mamon for killing, the domain nerak. You chayiv to pay for killing, to pay the domain nerak to the Yerushim. There's a Beis Yaakov in the Nesivis in Ksuvis that explains that why is it more mistabra to pater from other mamon than to pater from domain erek? The Beis Yaakov explains like this. To pater from other mamon is a pshat, you don't have two chiyuvim. When there's a chiyuv misa, there is no other chiyuv mamon. But the domain erek that we're discussing is not another chiyuv, it's the chiyuv for killing. It's the same chiyuv. So come the Ramani is, you already have this chiyuv, you can't get another chiyuv. And that's the Tanav Yechizkiah's point of Le Mechal Ben Sheig Lemezin. But now Tanav Yechizkiah is saying another thing. Maybe the killing itself is Mechayiv Misa B'mezid, and by the case of Meskavan Lahari Gezeh V'Hari Gezeh, the Misa itself is Mechayiv Mamon. And that's what Rebbe holds, that Meskavan Lahari Gezeh V'Hari Gezeh, the Misa alone is Mechayiv Mamon. It's not another Chiyiv, that's the Chiyiv for the Misa. Miskaven lahargai is chayiv misa. Miskaven laharigzev harigzev is chayiv mamon for killing. So that Tanav Yechizkiah has another din of the hekesh. That there's no chayiv mamon. There's no other chayiv mamon. But the misa itself is not mechayiv mamon. And then the third thing of derech aliyah derech yirida is the third thing. There Taisa says we're talking about b'mezid where he is mechayiv misa. But he brings it's a gemara later in Ksuvas and Daflam and Ches that you would think like this. That when somebody kills b'mezid derech aliyah, so then there's a din l'sichu kaiful nefesh etzeach asheru rosh olamas. Then there's a din that he can't pay his way off and get out of the chiyuv misa yedei mamon like is that kaifer. No, kivayis yumas. But maybe just like b'derech yirida b'shegig, we find there is a kapara for him. There's galus. So maybe derech yirida b'mezid there's also a kapara. There's a kapara, you can pay mamon, just like by kaifer. The shark kills gambal of yumas, but he can pay mamon. So maybe he can pay mamon for even killing b'mezid if it's derech yirida. So that's the third type of mamon that Tanav Yechizkiah is addressing. The first thing is another chiyuv besides for the misa. The second thing is the misa itself, it should be mechayiv mamon. And the third thing is that mamon could be a kapara to pater you from the chiyuv misa. You would think, and that's only derech yirida, we have a ptur of galus. You would think you'd have a tour of mamon patting you from the misa. Now, like we said, Taisus asked the Gevaldige Kasha. According to the Rabbanim, the Nesat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh means misa. The Chinotso Anoshim means Matzah Sheba Misa Kasim Adab is trying to kill his friend, and he hits a pregnant woman. If she doesn't get killed, he has to pay for the Mevodis. If she gets killed, kill him. The Nesat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, Meskavan Ahari Gezev Aragazeh Eschayev. Rebbe, and this is what Reb Shimon holds, no, you put the Femisa. The Nesat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh is Mamon. There's a din of Domei Nerag. When you try to kill somebody and you end up killing someone else, there's a Ptur Misa, but there's a Chi of Mamon. A Chi of Mamon for the killing. That's how to live the Nesat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. That's Xerish Shava. That it means Mamon. But Tanav Yechizkiah says you get neither Misa nor Mamon. So what do you do with the Pasuk? What does it mean Nesat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? According to Tanav Yechizkiah, you don't give Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. He's part of Misa and part of Mamon. You get nothing. And for Taisus at Eretz, they have to say that Vim Osiniya Lefi Chizkiya means if he was mechavin to kill the woman. If he's mechavin to kill the woman, then it's not the nefesh tachas nefesh and he gets killed. Taisus says it's a daichik, because Veloye Osin doesn't mean he's mechavin to kill the woman. Veloye Osin means din Osin. Even if he wasn't mechavin to kill the woman, if the woman died, he doesn't have to pay money. So Veloye Osin means din Osin, means that there's no mechayiv of Misa. Vim asiniyah means it has to be that it's mechavin to kill the woman. But that's what Taisa says. That's what Tanav Yechizkiah is going to have to imatchik in the Pesukim. And the Ran brings another Taisa from Rabbeinu David. The Ran says that Tanav Yechizkiah disagrees with v'chiyanotso anashim, meaning matzah shebemisa kasim medaber. The entire Taisa here is not talking about trying to kill anyone. He didn't try to kill anyone. So Mamela, he was fighting with his friend, and he hit a pregnant woman, and he didn't kill her, and therefore he has to pay for the Mevodis. And when he killed her, he has to pay the main error. But why? I chayve misa shaygin is part of Tishlumen. Zok the Ran, we're talking about that car wasn't kedei lahamis. That's what the Ran says from Rabbeinu David. We're talking about that car wasn't kedei lahamis. So if a ka is not kedei lahamis, you put it for misa. But zok deran, that's only a pter misa. But mamen, even if it's not kedei lahamis, you chayiv mamen. Because nezikin yoni kavana adamu alaylam. So by mamen, even if it's not kedei lahamis, you mechuyiv mamen. So that's a pshat in the pasuk. We're not talking about matzah shebemisa. He wasn't trying to kill anyone. It wasn't a ka kedei lahamis. And that's why you mechuyiv mamen, you mechuyiv to pay the demay of the isha to the yarshim, because he killed the isha, you chayiv in the zokin. So chayin niran shteit a gavaldik a chiddush, a meridik a chiddush. Someone asks you a question. Is it a hechet timsa that someone kills somebody and he has to pay nezek for killing someone? He has to pay the demay nezek of the person he killed to the yarshim. As I will say, there's no such hechet timsa. If you kill someone, chayin v'misa shaygin is permanent tishlumin. So you wouldn't have to pay. But according to the Ran, there is a hechet timsa. If you hit him with a hakar she'em b'kidei lahamis, so that's not called chayiv misas altogether, Zok Diran. But lemaisa for nezak and yechayiv. So mainly yechayiv nezak for killing him. Because there's no common rabbinay, because you didn't do a makik de lahamis. If it's not a makik de lahamis, it's not a mechayiv of misa, there's no common rabbinay b'chay gavna. Why didn't Taisa say the Ran's chiddush? Why didn't Taisa lim shat in the pasuk like the Ran? So I thought first you could say, shayach, that Taisa holds that even a makash ein mekdei lahamis is called chayiv misa shegin, even though you parted from misa, but sakapanim like chayiv misa shegin will come in and chesanta machlekes. If you killed someone with a makash ein mekdei lahamis, does that pat you from other mammon? Does you say is that chayiv misa shegin? Or no, since the makash ein mekdei lahamis is not a chayiv misa altogether. Chayashen nechakir. But then I realized lechayit sepelat iran. I don't have any pshat. I didn't find anyone that asked this kasha. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Aleph that mamish clears the shaila. We have a misa to din that if it's not a makah kedei lahamis, he's not mechuyev misa. Even if the person dies, he's not mechuyev misa. What about banizakit? Someone damages someone, but the makah wasn't kedei lahazik. Is that had the same tur as misa or not? The Ranian says often not. But the Gemara clears the shaila in Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Aleph, and the Gemara's maskana is, as always, get passed in the Shulchan Aruch Hashemish B'tzim and Tav Chav Siv Chav Ches that the Gemara paskins a shayla Yesh Aymil Nizakin, that it does pata. You have to be aymed by Nizakin to make sure it's Kedei Lahazik, just like by Misa to make sure it's Kedei Lahamis. So Chayes Apella, the Ran's Kenegna with first Gemara, the Ran's whole Anacha is that Kedei Lahamis you need for Misa, you don't need the Kedei Lahazik for Nizakin, and the male, if it's not Kedei Lahamis, it's not even chayiv misa shegin, merely chayiv nezik. But the Gemara is mavur that if it did a mazik, which it wasn't kedei to do that mazik, you're part of a nezakin also. I don't have a teretz for the rat. Svetzarechian.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.